Augustine, the Struggling Saint. A few years ago, a Fuller Youth Institute study found about half of church-going Christian teens abandoned their faith within 18 months of graduating from high school. The research went deeper to examine what distinguished those who maintained their faith from those who did not. Interestingly, the study found that both groups struggled equally with the moral temptations of sex, alcohol, and drugs after graduation. The difference came in how each group perceived these struggles. Those who abandoned their faith believed their sinful behaviors excluded them from following Jesus. The young adults who maintained their faith understood Christianity to be more than moral behavior. They knew one could genuinely seek Jesus and still continue to struggle with sin. Perhaps no one exhibited a genuine desire for God while wrestling with their sin better than Augustine, who famously prayed, quote, "God, grant me chastity, but not yet," end quote. His autobiography, Confessions, is among the most influential literary works in Western civilization, and it captured my imagination when I first encountered it. Augustine's story reveals a soul struggling with temptation, guilt, and holiness while being desperate for God's presence. His life displays a tension many of us experience, two simultaneous and seemingly contradictory truths that contemporary Christianity often avoids. First, Augustine understood that to follow Christ meant choosing to turn away from a life defined by physical desires. There is a real sacrifice to being a Christian. Second, he knew the power to make this choice and turn away from sin comes from beyond ourselves. It is only achieved with God's help and by His grace. In other words, to seek a life with God means struggling with sin and sometimes failing. Augustine reveals that we are all imperfect saints stumbling along the path as we follow Jesus, but we keep going. We keep walking, struggling, and wrestling with sin because, as Augustine said, quote, "God, you have formed us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find rest in you." First Corinthians 10:12-13. Therefore, let anyone who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation He will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. Hebrews 12:3-14. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons, for what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful, rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Strive for peace with everyone, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Matthew 5:21-30. You have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment." But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says, "You fool," will be liable to the hell of fire. So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are going with him to court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you be put in prison. Truly I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away, for it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away, for it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body go into hell. The weekly prayer comes from Soren Kierkegaard. O Lord Jesus Christ, I long to live in your presence, to see your human form and to watch you walking on earth. I do not want to see you through the darkened glass of tradition, nor through the eyes of today's values and prejudices. I want to see you as you were, as you are, and as you always will be. I want to see you as an offense to human pride, as a man of humility, walking amongst the lowliest of men, and yet as the Savior and Redeemer of the human race. Amen. With God Daily is produced by Measure the Clouds Ministries. To support Measure the Clouds, please visit withgoddaily.com.